This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Today our focus is on the potter's hand. Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 3 to 4 says, "So I went down to the potter's house and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him." It is very encouraging to know that we are designed by the potter. Even before he made us, he knew our making, our purpose. The potter never makes anything without a picture in his mind. He works on it with determination and purpose. No potter will tell you that he is doing something and will see in the end what it becomes. No. The size, the shape, the purpose, everything is planned much ahead. No one is a default piece. The Bible says, "We are fearfully and wonderfully made. You may not like the way you are, but remember, you are his masterpiece. You are unique. He did not create you and think of a purpose in your life. He had a purpose and then created you." Jeremiah says in chapter 1 verse 5, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Did you notice? Even before Jeremiah was born, the purpose was there in the mind of God. In Psalm 139 verse 13 to 16, we read, the psalmist says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them." He did not give the responsibility to someone else to make you and then work on it. The Lord himself took the time and created you. My friend, isn't that very encouraging that I am not a default piece? I am important to the Lord. He created me with a purpose. Others may say something else, but Lord, you created me. Knowing that you are designed by the potter for a purpose, and finding out the purpose and doing it will bring in a greater joy in your life. You know, you can use a flower pot as a dustbin, but that is not the purpose of it. It'll be useful somehow, but that is not the original and the ultimate plan. Nothing will bring in the joy to the potter than to see that what he made is being fully used for the purpose for which it was made. It is beautiful to be in the potter's hand. No one can match this design. Thank God for making you. There is a beautiful song called the Butterfly Song. I'm sure you would have heard it. "If I were a butterfly, I thank you, Lord, for giving me wings. If I were a fish in the sea, I'd wiggle my tail and giggle with glee. But I just thank you, Father, for making me. For you gave me a heart and you gave me a smile. You gave me Jesus and you made me your child. And I just thank you, Father, for making me me. If I were an elephant, I thank you, Lord, by raising my trunk. If I were a kangaroo, you know I'd hop right up to you. If I were an octopus, I thank you, Lord, for my fine looks. But I just thank you, Father, for making me me. If I were a wiggly worm, I thank you, Lord, that I could squirm. If I were a fuzzy wuzzy bear, I thank you, Lord, for my fuzzy wuzzy hair. If I were a dinosaur, I thank you, Lord, for my great roar. But I just thank you, Father, for making me me." My friend, today, do not forget to thank God for making you you. You are precious. You are created. You are masterpiece. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.